This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has sent a letter to the EU asking for a Brexit delay, but then sent a second letter that asked for the delay to be regarded as a mistake. As Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports, it came after Johnson suffered a setback in the British Parliament on Saturday.
British lawmakers were supposed to be voting on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's last-minute Brexit divorce deal. But now they've backed an amendment which will defer the decision, meaning there'll be no vote on the deal this weekend. This was the response from the Prime Minister.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. And neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I've told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
The battle over Brexit also spilled onto the streets of London, where tens of thousands had gathered to demand a new referendum.
That's Edward Barron of Reuters. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Saturday to crush the heads of Kurdish militants in northern Syria if they do not withdraw during a 120-hour pause in fighting.
Olursa olur.
He said, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, the minute 120 hours expire, we will continue from where we left and keep crushing the heads of the terrorists. A Kurdish official said that Turkey was not abiding by a U.S.-brokered ceasefire and that continued shelling and airstrikes had killed 17 people in the last 2 days. Turkey agreed with the United States to pause its military offensive for 5 days while Kurdish fighters withdrew from a safe zone. This is VOA News. At a rally in New York Saturday, candidate Bernie Sanders said he's back following his heart attack and emergency surgery that took him off the presidential campaign trail. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
I am back!
The 78-year-old Democratic presidential candidate basked in the crowd of what he says was at least 20,000 supporters in Queensbridge Park.
I am more than ready to assume the office of President of the United States.
The rally marks Sanders' formal return to the campaign trail as he tries to give his stagnant bid for the White House an instant shot of energy. Among those introducing the Vermont senator was Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Bernie Sanders fought for us.
Who Sanders says will be on the campaign trail with him. Julie Walker, New York.
Pro-democracy leaders in Hong Kong have called on citizens to join an anti-government march Sunday in spite of the risk of arrest. The activists held a prayer rally Saturday night to call for international help for their cause. A protest march is planned for Sunday with the target, the main railway interchange with mainland China, being a point of contention. As the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's political crisis extends into a fifth month, protesters are trying to keep the pressure on the government to respond to their demands, including full democracy and an independent inquiry into alleged police brutality. There was a heavy police presence in central Barcelona Saturday following the worst night of urban unrest in decades. Riot police patrolled the Orchinana Square, where demonstrators first gathered. Police hit protesters with batons to regroup them. Heavy police presence was also seen in front of the Catalan Regional High Court, where another group of protesters had gathered. Demonstrators are protesting Spain's Supreme Court sentence of 9 separatists who staged a banned referendum on independence in 2017. At least 15 people died after a dam at a small Siberian gold mine collapsed and water flooded 2 workers' dormitories Saturday. Russian news reports say the collapse occurred during heavy rain in the Krasnoyarsk region, about 3,400 kilometers east of Moscow. And the general in charge of security in Santiago, Chile, has ordered a nighttime curfew. Soldiers patrolled the streets there for the first time since the military dictatorship of General Augusto Pinochet to keep order following violent protests over subway fares. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.